Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You know, look, I know it's Monday. But look, it's St. Patrick's Day. It is a beautiful afternoon. Let's not be bummed out because it's Monday. And you know how we feel about Mondays on this show. I know it's Monday. I know it's the beginning of a long week. If you had a great weekend, you might be struggling a little bit to get going on Monday. I get all of that. But we just don't want to waste Mondays because you never know what's going to happen with you any given day of the year. So, you know, don't waste Mondays and just be down today. Just, you know, try to just get in a good mood because the only difference between Monday and Friday really is our attitude. And we all have such a great attitude on Friday. Why don't we try to have a little better attitude on Mondays? I'm Scoot on the air. I do hope it was a great weekend. There were the parades yesterday, the Crew of Argus and the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Metairie Road. Long, long delays, but a number of things apparently happened there. Also, the Super Sunday yesterday with the Indians Uptown, Thrillville, the festival with amusement rides and booths and all kind of stuff. That was really insane. That was a lot of fun for a lot of people. And let's see what else. There was just so much going on. Wherever I went, particularly yesterday, there was traffic everywhere. So a lot of people were out. And I think, you know, and I noticed that I went to Trader Joe's Saturday afternoon when it kind of looked like we weren't going to get much weather. And once again, the forecast was wrong two Saturdays in a row, at least for the New Orleans area. I mean, I feel badly for anybody who was dealing with the tornado cleanup, and I know that that was a horrific event for you, so I'm not being unsympathetic. I totally understand what you're going through. But for the New Orleans area, it has been totally wrong 2 weeks in a row. And Target, the gym that I go to, these places were almost empty. And I think a lot of people stayed home because there was no parade Saturday because it had been canceled. I think a lot of people stayed home waiting for the weather to happen. There was one big thunderstorm. I mean, it lasted maybe 5-10 minutes Saturday afternoon. And that was it. And then some rain came a little bit later. But, you know, for the most part, it was, you know, it was windy. It was cloudy, but it wasn't nearly as bad. And you know, that's fortunate. That's good. But again, it's interesting that the forecast was so wrong 2 weeks in a row. Now, we still have to believe the meteorologist when they tell us something bad may happen, because you don't want to be unprepared if something bad does happen. And as I say, there was some wicked weather, Tangipahoa Parish up near Kentwood, some really wicked weather there. But today's St. Patrick's Day, and you know, during the news break, I just Googled bands and events for St. Patrick's Day. I mean, nothing really popped up. You know, where are the days? I mean, are the Top Cats playing? Where are the days when Bag of Donuts and these bands were playing on St. Patrick's Day? I mean, is that not happening today? Is it not happening because it's a Monday? Because I'll tell you, in New Orleans, St. Patrick's Day, people show up. And I know there's somebody performing at Finn McCool's. And I know the block party, Tracy's Parasols Uptown. I know that's going on. Molly's at the Market, and then the Ugly Dog Saloon. You know, they'll be packed later because that's going to be the beginning and end kind of the, I don't know if it begins exactly at Molly's at the Market, but Molly's at the Market will be crowded. But there's the The downtown Irish Club parade is happening this evening, starting at 6:30. Be a little chilly for that, but should be really nice. You could still get over to Logo Express and pick up some St. Patrick's apparel to wear in the parade if you want to do that. But it was a great day yesterday. But I think a lot of people really stayed home thinking that the weather was going to be worse than it really was. LSU doing well in baseball. And I've got to find a couple of teams to follow. And I haven't picked them yet. I've got to find a couple of teams to follow during March Madness. Because, you know, admittedly, I don't watch a lot of college basketball during the year. But when it gets down to March Madness, you know, I pick out a couple of teams and like to follow them. So the one of the hosts on Fox News, Trey Gowdy, he's a former congressman. He's a Fox News host now. He said that he would rather watch Silence of the Lambs than watch the stock market right now, because he said Silence of the Lambs is less scary. And Tucker Carlson is agreeing with Candace Owens on a theory that is totally without foundation. That the French First Lady is a dude. Now, Tucker Carlson never met a lie he didn't like. So that's not surprising. Candace Owens, she's been known to tremendously exaggerate almost anything she can exaggerate. But in March of 2024, Candace Owens got into promoting this far right-wing radical theory that Brigitte Macron, the wife of the French president, Emmanuel Macron, is a guy, is a dude. And she's so confident in this theory that Macron's wife is a dude, that she said she would stake her entire professional reputation on it being true. Well, see, I don't think she has much of a reputation, so she's not going to lose much if she's wrong. And then on Friday's episode of the Tucker Carlson Show, Tucker Carlson admitted that he initially avoided getting involved in the rumor and compared it to the flat earth theory. Oh, wow. So Tucker Carlson, I guess, has some sense. But he said this is just too crazy. But now apparently he's agreeing now that she says she would wage her entire professional credibility on the claim that Macron's wife is a dude. Have you heard that, Ian? Can you pull up a picture of the First Lady of France?
Yeah, Brigitte, I've seen this woman.
Macron?
Yeah.
Is she a dude? I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Don't even bother. Candace Owens is damaged in ways that no doctor could possibly understand. I don't know why she's obsessed with this. And she's like, I'd stake my entire professional reputation on it. She can say that because she exists in a media ecosystem that does not punish people for being wrong.
Yeah,
there is no chance that she would lose her job on something like this. I mean, you can, you know, just the same as Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, all these people that are proven liars, you know, going back years, decades in some cases, their audiences do not care. The reason that relationship exists is that Candace Owens and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson tell their audiences the lies that they want to hear. So if they turn out to be wrong about something, they just move on to the next lie. And nobody is more eager to help them do that than the very people to whom they are lying.
Well, it's really sad for the media, because there are people like this that get rich in the media for lying. They get rich in the media for, again, feeding these lies to the audience that wants the lies to be true. Like Pizzagate, like so many other things. But why does the audience tolerate this? I mean, if you're part of that audience and you're listening to our show, why do you do that? Why do you listen to stuff? You don't know Candace Owens. You don't know her. She's a whack job. But you believe her? Tucker Carlson, whack job. And they prove this. They've proven it over time. So why are you so interested in believing them? Because you want this to be true? Because you don't like Emmanuel Macron? So you want his wife to be a dude? I mean, you know, for somebody in the media, this is really discouraging. It really is. It's discouraging that this wins out. And it does. in a lot of ways, it wins out. Now, Tucker Carlson was given money. I mean, he had family money. Tucker Carlson was rich before he got into the industry. So, but he's gotten richer because he's in the industry. And Candace Owens, she's nothing without the industry. So she's gained popularity and money by lying. So where is this audience? And should we start lying to get money? Should we start lying to be more popular? I mean, if the audience is going to be so stupid as to believe lies, then we could lie. I can't tell you how many people I met yesterday at the St. Patrick's Day parade in the Crew of Argus yesterday on Metairie Road who said the kindest things to me. Scoot, I don't always agree with you, but thank you for doing what you do and don't change. Or just, Scoot, thank you for doing what you're doing. And some people commented on the comments about me trying on modeling some of the women's clothes at the Mardi Gras Ramosa we did from Logo Express. And one woman, and her husband was right there, one woman told me, yeah, I wanted him to dress up like you. And her husband said, no, that's not me. That's Scoot, but that's not me. And the guy said, man, Scoot, just be you. And one guy had a really serious conversation during one of the breaks in the parade with me, and he said, Scoot, you know, he said, I don't always agree with you, but I really don't like these people who can't disagree without being ugly. They can't disagree without attacking you or calling you stupid or wrong or calling you an idiot or a libtard or whatever. He said, I can't stand that. I don't like that. He said, why can't we disagree and still be friends? And the guy put his arm around me and said, just keep doing what you're doing. And these are the people that I hear from in the street. And these are the people who I really believe are really representative of so many people who listen to this show. And it's not the few people that get through. It might seem like a lot, but it's not the few people that get through on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page or the SOTA Instagram account. It's not those people, the people that want to be ugly, the few people that are just consistently on top of me if I say any truth about Donald Trump that they don't like. And I said that the way I said it. They get mad at me for saying any truth about Donald Trump that they don't like. And they want to attack me, but I'm telling the truth. And so there is a sickness in our country, there is a sickness in our society right now that does pose a threat to our democracy. And it's really sad to me, and it's sad that I'm in a business where people like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens can advance and gain popularity and gain millions of followers on social media by telling lies. And it's disheartening, it's discouraging, but I am inspired by those of you who listen to this show and like what we do, support what we do, even if we don't always agree.
I think that you shouldn't have to worry about being in the same industry as those people just because you both have large followings, you have a big megaphone, you're present on social media, you're recognizable, you have a long history with your audience. What you do and what they do are dissimilar enough that you're not even competing for the same audience. Like, you could not come on the radio and say, Emmanuel Macron's wife is actually a man, and I would stake my entire professional reputation on it, and then turn out to be wrong about that, and then still come on the air the next day and have everyone right. Just forget that you said that. That's the privilege that Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson enjoy that the rest of us do not have, because we are not sociopaths. You know what I mean? Like, they are willing to debase themselves that way in a very craven, cynical way for that paycheck. You're not wired that way. I am not wired that way. Which means our audiences are not the same. They're not wired the same way either. And we shouldn't have to worry about that. And you just keep doing what you're doing, man. Just like the people at the parade told you, do the show for the audience that is, you know, curious enough about the world to be open-minded enough to hear something that maybe they're not going to hear somewhere else. And if they hear something that's unfamiliar to them, they don't automatically think that you're lying to them. You cannot do a show for the, you know, reply guys on your Facebook who are just trying to draft off the attention that you get on social media by replying to every single post, you know, desperately hoping that some of the eyeballs meant for you will stray to them and they get a moment of temporary relief from their lonely and meaningless lives. You don't have to do a show for those people. They will find somewhere to land, and if it's on your Facebook page, great, but you cannot tailor what you do to them. And look, I'm just kind of raving a bit here, but I did want to read this text message.
No, those are very encouraging thoughts, and I appreciate that. And yeah. I believe that inside, or I wouldn't still be doing what I'm doing today in the face of all of this for years. So, you know, I do intrinsically believe that, but I, you know, it's discouraging that in the whole world of the media, with the whole audience out there, it's amazing that some people can do so well financially by lying. But it's the audience that makes them rich. Mm-hmm. It's a, as you say, it's a psychopathic audience. And the scariest thing is they don't know they're psychopaths, but they are.
I think it's worth pointing out, you know, I kind of lost my train of thought on that. I'll come back to it. I'm working on this theory. Oh, here's what it is. People are saying, oh, the legacy media is dying or whatever. I don't think the legacy media is dying. We're evolving just like everybody else is evolving. But I think going back to the point about how you're not in the same industry as those people anymore, the media is going to cleave itself into two different groups of people, two separate groups of voices, one that is held accountable when they get something wrong and one that is not. And you and I are always going to be in that first camp. And that's where we should be. And that's where the most audience attention should be. And we will have to fight for that space. But I am not envious. I am not envious of people in the other space that get to be wrong about everything all the time. And they never get in trouble and they never get fired. And even if they do get fired, they're back on the air some other channel, some other way, just a few months later. We don't want to live that life. How can they sleep at night? I don't know. I'll leave you with this.
I don't understand that either. I have to live with myself first, and that's why this show has incredible, incredible integrity. Whether you agree or disagree, this show has incredible integrity.
Here's a text message that says, Scoot, the highlight of my day yesterday at the parade was getting to shake your hand and to meet you face-to-face for the first time. I listen to all of you on WWL every day during the week and enjoy every bit of it. My wife fussed at me after the fact because I should have asked to take a picture with you, but oh well, what can I say? I was starstruck.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate it. So next time we'll do a picture. But thank you very much. And I remember that conversation. And with all of you that I met yesterday, you know, when I meet you, I put a face with the audience and I envision your faces today as I'm doing the show. So it's always great to meet you. All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, anybody know of any bands playing? Are there any parties today other than the obvious places? If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we're featuring bands from Ireland and Irish music today on St. Patrick's Day. This is the band Them. Here's a classic from the past. Every cover band back in the day, every cover band played this song. You know who the lead singer of Them is? Also Irish? This is Van Morrison. And they're spelling this song out for those audience members who are really into this whole media that lies to them and they believe it. All right? See, they spell it out for you in case you don't know how to spell Gloria. The Village People also do that with YMCA for you. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back. This is WWL. All right, Logo Express has had Mardi Gras apparel. Logo Express has had St. Patrick's Day apparel. You know, you can still sneak by there and get some stuff at 25% off. First of all, you know their prices are damn low. They're not just low, they're damn low. Roger is losing money, but he's making friends. People love Roger. People love Logo Express. And even if you're on the East Bank, it's an easy trip just across the Crescent City Connection. The Manhattan exit is coming up soon. And you just get off the Manhattan exit, turn right. You're not turning with all those cars on the left. Turn right, go down the street. It's right behind Lesson Chevrolet. Put Logo Express, 658 Lesson Court. Put that into your Google Maps or wherever, and it'll take you right there. They're at 658 Lesson Court. And right now, their Mardi Gras apparel. This is like a chance for you to get great stuff for next year. Be set. Spend a little money now. And while everybody's spending a lot of money next year, you've got brand new stuff for Mardi Gras and brand new stuff for St. Patrick's Day. You can go get it right now at Logo Express. Roger would rather give you a chance to get it right now than pack it up for next year. So you'll have it fresh and ready to go. And while everybody's spending more money, you spend a little bit of money right now to get what they're spending more money to get next year. Logo Express, the phone number is 504-503-0099. 504-503-0099. They're at 658 Lesson Court, right behind Lesson Chevrolet, and you can go to their website. There's two websites, logoexpressmarketing.com, or check out the Mardi Gras stuff, St. Patrick's Day stuff, by going to Mardi Gras Apparel.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is St. Patrick's Day, and I'm surprised I haven't heard about the parties that are usually taking place on St. Patrick's Day. Look, I'm sure they're happening, and people might be busy at these parties and haven't texted in, but I haven't heard much about what's going on. And usually there are big bands like Top Cats and Bag of Donuts and these other bands playing at big St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And look, I remember a few years back there were parties that started around noon and nobody went back to work. And that's the way it is right now at Finn McCool's and Tracy's and Parasol's uptown. Finn McCool's is in Mid-City. But at some of these Irish St. Patrick's Day celebrations, if somebody goes there, don't expect them back at work. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. It really just is a spectacular Monday afternoon, and I hope you really had a great weekend because it was pretty. All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. St. Patrick's Day is bringing boisterous parades and celebrations to New York City and other cities across the country.
bagpipes and bands performing on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. It was a sea of green. Archbishop Timothy Dolan standing outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, greeting marchers like Ryan Hanlon, one of the parade organizers.
A little bit of rain at the moment, but as we Irish call it, it's just liquid sunshine. We're expecting 150,000 marchers this year and up to 2 million spectators.
New York hosts one of the largest and oldest parades in the U.S., now in its 264th year. Major celebrations also in Savannah, Georgia, and other American cities, while across the pond, the Irish capital of Dublin culminates its three-day festival with the parade. Julie Walker, New York.
You know, I remember a time a few years back when one of the big controversies on the show was the Irish in New York City were not allowing Irish gays to march in the parade. And it was totally different in Ireland because they didn't have a problem with it. Because in Ireland, they thought, if you're Irish, you're Irish. We don't care if you're gay. In New York, there was a time when if you were gay and Irish, it mattered more if you were gay than Irish in the Irish parade. And I'm glad things have changed. That doesn't seem to be the controversy that it once was, and it shouldn't be a controversy. You know, if you're Irish and you're gay, and it's a St. Patrick's Day parade, I think you should be considered Irish, and you should be part of the parade, even if you parade under the banner. I mean, there are special groups within Irish parades, and there's nothing wrong with somebody being gay and Irish. And so I just thought that was just such a horrible controversy, but trust, it was a big controversy in the past. I'm glad that things have settled down. And maybe this is a sign, the fact that this is not a big controversy anymore, maybe this is a sign that finally, you know, people are getting it. That what somebody does in their bedroom is none of your business. It's not your business. You can't make it your business, and you shouldn't discriminate somebody in the workplace because of what they do in their bedroom. And I've mentioned many times, there are heterosexuals that do things in their bedroom that you would find disgusting. And you would never do those things. But you don't judge them equally. And that's not fair. President Trump had a very special guest at the White House today to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
The White House has hosted a star Irish fighter on St. Patrick's Day. Former MMA champ Conor McGregor stopped at the briefing room podium with a political message.
Our government has long since abandoned the voices of the people of Ireland.
Blasting the Irish government for what he calls zero action with zero accountability as it lets illegal immigration run rampant. A message he says Irish Americans need to hear.
If not, there will be no place to come home and visit. You know, Ireland is at the cusp of, you know, potentially losing its Irishness.
McGregor's visit here comes days after President Trump hosted the Irish Prime Minister in the Oval Office.
Conor's great, right?
Noting McGregor has the best tattoos he's ever seen. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
You know, when I was on the air in Philadelphia, there was a problem with illegal immigrants, and they were Irish. And I had some friends who were, well, they weren't close friends. They were acquaintances. I knew the bartender in a bar, and I knew people. They really weren't friends, but I knew people who were illegal, and they were in this country, and they were hiding from authorities. So, you know, in different parts of the country, it's not just illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. There are illegal immigrants coming in from every different direction. But because of culture, because of skin color, because of different language, some are treated more harshly than others. In the Middle East, the U.S. launched a wave of airstrikes against Iranian-backed rebel forces, and now the targets of those airstrikes are vowing to escalate even further.
Iran is again denying that it's helping Houthi rebels in Yemen target international commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The U.S. launched a wave of airstrikes against them, and President Donald Trump warned that Tehran would be held fully accountable for its actions. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says the U.S. took out multiple Houthi leaders.
All options are always on the table with the president, but Iran needs to hear him loud and clear. it is completely unacceptable and it will be stopped. The level of support that they've been providing the Houthis.
The Houthi-run health ministry says the airstrikes killed at least 31 people, including women and children, and wounded more than 100. The Houthis have repeatedly attacked international commercial shipping in the Red Sea and launched missiles and drones at Israel in what the Houthis call acts of solidarity with the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. I'm Donna Warder.
All right, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are going to meet tomorrow to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. Now, if Donald Trump doesn't end the war in Ukraine day one, that's okay. That's all right. But if he ends it now, that's really cool.
President Trump will speak with Russia's Vladimir Putin tomorrow amid efforts to end Moscow's war in Ukraine on Air Force One last night.
I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday.
And today in Moscow,
where
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed Putin will take part, but would not give any details about what they'll discuss. The president, though, did.
We'll be talking about land. We'll be talking about power plants.
What he describes as dividing up certain assets. His special envoy met with Putin last week following U.S.-Russia talks in Saudi Arabia about a ceasefire. Ukraine backs it, and Putin has said he supports one in principle, but needs more details. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky accuses Putin of stealing nearly another week of war while dragging out negotiations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, there's a drinking game that's going to be going on. If you're watching that meeting or listening in on that meeting, you do a shot every time Vladimir Putin says "Nyet," which is probably going to be quite often. You know, Donald Trump was on Air Force One, as you heard in that report yesterday, and he sort of lost his balance while he was going back to talk to reporters. And there's a whole story about this. Trump loses balance in middle of Jan 6th rant on Air Force One, pitches before landing. Look, I don't agree with what Donald Trump did on January the 6th with those people. And after the fact, I don't agree that he pardoned those people. But Donald Trump losing his balance, I mean, that's nothing. That is nothing to write a headline about. That's not a big deal. There shouldn't be anything other than he lost his balance. I've lost my balance on planes walking to the laboratory. I mean, I've sprained an ankle once. You know, I was kind of wearing my boots and they kind of had high heels, and I kind of sprained my ankle walking down the aisle. So, look, you can easily lose your balance on a plane. So, you know, I read that story and I thought that is just ridiculous to even comment on that. All right, the New Orleans area didn't experience the dangerous weather that had been predicted over the weekend, but other areas were not so lucky.
Dozens of tornadoes touched down across the Midwest into the Deep South. The severe weather beginning Friday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency.
The National Weather Service is looking at preliminary data, and we could have as many as 12 tornadoes that came through our state.
Even more tornadoes and heavy winds in other states. In Georgia, Latricia Carter says she and her neighbors were hit hard.
When that storm tore through, it was pretty loud. And of course, when I heard the hit, it started raining in my bed.
Missouri had the highest death toll from the tornadoes, while heavy winds fanned deadly wildfires in Oklahoma and deadly dust storms in Kansas and Texas. I'm Julie Walker.
And there's some confusion about whether or not the Trump administration defied a lawful court order in deporting what they say are dangerous criminals and gang members.
The Trump administration has sent hundreds of immigrants to El Salvador and Honduras, even as a judge ordered it to stop the removals. The judge's order came while planes were already in the air. He verbally ordered them to be turned around, but did not include that in his written order, and the flights apparently were not. Asked if his administration violated a court order.
I don't know. You have to speak to the lawyers about that.
At the same time,
that was a bad group of, as I say, hombres.
The deportations came after the president invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, which gives extraordinary powers to detain or remove foreigners who'd otherwise have legal protection. It's only been used three times in U.S. history, during the War of 1812 and both World Wars, and requires a president to declare the U.S. is at war.
Well, this is a time of war.
He calls the criminal migrant influx an invasion. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
All right, so that's it for a look at Scoot's News Briefs. There's a brand new poll that is just coming out. 52% of the Democrats say their party is going in the wrong direction. 52%. Let's talk about that when we come back. Also, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there's a Minnesota representative drafting a bill to try to declare DTS, Trump Deranged Syndrome. I'm sorry, yeah, TDS, Trump Deranged Syndrome. They want to declare that a mental illness. Is suffering from TDS a mental illness? We'll also talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot, and on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1968, Mick Jagger was part of a large demonstration against the Vietnam War in London. About 25,000 people marched to the American Embassy. They met police resistance there. There was a riot there, but Mick Jagger left the protest before it got to the embassy. But those events that day of Mick Jagger being involved in that riot and that demonstration in 1968 inspired the song Street Fighting Man. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. In fact, this is one of the songs the Stones usually open their shows with. We'll be right back on WWL.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1968, the Bee Gees made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, performing Words and this song, To Love Somebody. And I remember those days of the Ed Sullivan Show introducing us to new bands from the UK. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you are with us. So Donald Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says that he doesn't care what judges say about his actions when it comes to deporting people. He said this on Fox News. He doesn't care. And Trump is invoking the wartime Alien Enemies Act of 1798, targeting violent illegal immigrants in street gangs. Look, I think it's great if we get all the criminals out of here. I think it's great if they took some of the American, if they make a mistake and take some of the American criminals out of here, some of the U.S. citizens who are criminals, take them out of here too. I'm okay with that. If you're in this country illegally, you really need to take steps to be here legally. I mean, there's a process. Go through the process. There are people that I want to protect, but I'm uncomfortable with the idea that the Trump administration is so brazen that it doesn't care what the courts say. Because, I mean, this fits the definition of fascism. And there are so many right-wing radicals who voted for Trump because they were afraid the Democrats were going to usher in fascism, when really Donald Trump's administration is showing more signs of ushering in fascism than the left. Fascism is a far-right authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology. It's characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, and forcible suppression of opposition. And also in the news, Donald Trump is talking about jailing his opposition. There are so many aspects of Donald Trump's mentality that fit fascism that I think it's just so ironic that there are right-wing radicals who are oblivious to their own hypocrisy. Many of them not smart enough to understand their own hypocrisy. Some of them may be smart enough, but they won't admit it. And the definition of being part of an autocracy, I mean, that's a government with one person that has absolute power. And not being concerned about judges is absolute power. And a lot of you who are not scared of this, a lot of you who are cheering Trump on and you're not scared, there may come a time, I hope it never happens, but there may come a time when you're really scared. There may be developments that happen in this country that scare the hell out of you and threaten you and your family. I hope we never get to that point. But it's worth being aware of the mentality of fascism that lives in the Trump administration, in my opinion, that is worthy of being concerned about. I mean, all the good things that Donald Trump wants to do could be wiped out by the advancement of fascism in America. I mean, is democracy dead? I don't think so. I think democracy's still strong and powerful. And I think that there are enough people in this country who will stand up and demand democracy over fascism, no matter who they voted for. Now, there's a brand new poll out that says 52% of the Democrats say the Democratic Party is going in the wrong direction. I don't know why the number's so low. It should be 98%, because the Democratic Party is going in the wrong direction. I mean, they have to find a way to figuratively bury Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. These people are part of the old guard. They're stodgy. I mean, they're not only old, but they act old. They think old. It's just, it's a tradition. And Chuck Schumer's approval rating is at the lowest point ever. So the Democrats have got to figure out a way to do with Schumer and Pelosi what they did with Biden, you know, convince him to just get out of the spotlight. Because Schumer is just, you know, he might say some things that are okay, but he just represents the old guard, and this is not helping the Democrats. And I mean, I'm not here to promote the Democrats. I'm just making a comment here about the political systems that we have in this country, which is a two-party system. And the Democrats are failing, you know, at just about everything. Now, then you've got young people like AOC, and you've got young left-wing radicals. They're not right. If the Democratic Party brings them up, the Republicans are going to continue to win. So, again, I'll ask the question, we asked this last week, where are the moderate Democrats that would have a chance to beat a Republican, Donald Trump's son, or some Republican who is built in the image of Donald Trump? If the right, if the Republican Party in general believes that the image of Trump is where this country needs to go, then the Democrats need to respond to that. But a good moderate Democratic candidate, I think, would beat that, because a lot of people voted for Donald Trump. They didn't like Trump. They don't like him. But they just didn't have an option. He was the best option. So if the Democrats come up with a better option, Trump doesn't win, because his hardcore followers are not big enough to elect a president. So anyway, look, it's going to be fun to cover this over the next couple of years. It's going to be fun to watch this develop. And we will always be honest on this show. We'll always tell the truth. And we always give everybody an opportunity to express their opinions. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. All right. On this day in 1982, after reuniting. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the the wrong thing. Hang on. I've got the calendar here. Let me get to the right page.
Exciting.
Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. I know. How exciting is this? All right. On this day in 1985, Richard Ramirez killed a man, attacked a woman at a house in California. He left an AC/DC hat at the crime scene. Ramirez continued on a killing spree and became known as the Night Stalker. He was a serial killer. And it became obvious that AC/DC was his favorite band. And so many then decided that AC/DC was responsible for him committing these crimes. Now, I did a little research on this. By 1985, AC/DC had sold 54.4 million albums in America alone. And one guy who's a fan becomes a serial killer, and people want to blame AC/DC for making him a serial killer. If AC/DC were making people serial killers, a lot more than one man would have become a serial killer if they'd sold 54.4 million albums by 1985. So again, it is stupid and ridiculous to blame the music for behavior. I'm Scoot. Got to get to a break. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit about the luck of the Irish. And if you want to join us with a comment about any St. Patrick's Day partying going on this afternoon, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, if you are driving from one place to another and you have been partying, don't. Or at least, look, if you've had too much to drink, don't drive. Make sure you're okay to drive if you do drive. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.